Blog Talk Radio.
You locked in the casino, don't stop. I'm my boy, Jay Tedder.
Turn that gear up.
Bumping the hottest Christians, inspirational words to feed your soul. You can't be God-given. Shout out to my boy Jay Kettle, keep them records spinning. Continue and don't stop, exclusive music. Have your worship proven. When your body gets to moving, let the Holy Spirit use you. Turn up on me one time, if you know God is always on time. Christ has got me so lit, like it's boogie night on Friday night. I'ma praise Him in my dance. Hallelujah, be my champ. You know I'm rocking with the champ.
Your boy Jay Jada coming at you live from North Carolina, USA. Y'all know what it is. This is your show, Continuing Don't Stop Live. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Monday, March 14th, 2022. We are the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around. Y'all know how we do it. You better keep a lock today, y'all. You better not touch that dial. You better not hit that close button. You better not do any of that sort. Because we got the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only, my boy, my brother from another mother, my boy Eliseo Torres, a.k.a. KS. What's going on, my dude?
KS is in the building, man. What's going on, Jay Jared, man? How you feeling, bro?
I am feeling excited. I'm feeling good, man. I'm excited for this interview. I already know that you're going to hit us with that good testimony. That testimony, I already can tell, is going to be fire. I already know that with the way that you support people, I can tell just by how you are that your testimony is going to be good. And how you started your radio show and all that, that's going to be Gucci right there. It's going to be good. Some good stuff. Can't wait, man.
Well, I'm definitely honored to be here. Thank you for, you know, asking me to come on and be a guest. And I'm definitely excited to share my testimony because I'm always in your position. I'm always the host. I'm always the engineer. So today I am the guest, and I am very humbled and honored to be here on your radio show.
Yeah, tell me about it. You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, like, how does it feel to be on the other side of the table? Like, I bet that's kind of weird for you. I bet to be on the interviewed side instead of the interviewer.
Well, you know, it's very rare that I've been, you know, called to be a guest or you know, invited to be a guest. But it's not weird at all. I'm actually thankful that even as a host and, you know, a radio personality, I still have a chance to, you know, be submissive and be a guest. Even as, you know, a host, you know, continuing to, you know, do things with the KS Radio Show, but every now and then, you have to tell your testimony too. So I'm glad to share my testimony with the Continuing Don't Stop crowd and listeners on today.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you said yes. I'm glad that the Lord finally gave us the chance and the time to do it. We were supposed to do it last week, but for reasons we couldn't, you know, control and everything, and some technical issues and some other stuff, we couldn't do it. But I'm glad that God has allowed us to do it today. Before we start, y'all already know what we gotta do. I'm going to let my boy Eliseo start with what we call the commencing prayer, if you will, my boy. Will you hit us with that commencing prayer?
Amen. Well, first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this awesome Monday. Whether it's sunshining or whether it's raining, Lord, you are still in control of not only the weather but also our lives. And, Lord, we want to say thank you for the grace and the mercy that has, you know, chased us down, and that finger that you put on us today that woke us up, God, woke us up with your love. You woke us up with your understanding. You woke us up with, you know, in our right minds, Lord. You woke us up with the activity of our limbs. And, Lord, I know that ever so often that we overlook those small things. But, Lord, I pray that in 2022, we as the body of Christ, that we will begin to look at those small things. Thank you for them. Not only thank you for them, but also thank you for the big things as well, for the things that we prayed for, even for the things that we didn't pray for. Thank you for your love. And, Lord, we just ask for you to come in on Continuing Don't Stop Radio and bless this interview. Bless my man Jay Jarrett, who is the host. Bless each and every listener, as well as the KS Radio Show listeners that are listening live on today. Lord, continue to guide us and lead us into the places and the different people that you want us to talk to, network with, and you know, just lead us and guide us in each and every direction that leads us to holiness, that leads us to righteousness, that leads us to the heavenly state of what it means to be successful, the heavenly state, what it means to be at peace, oh God. Lord, let us not be led by our emotions. And I just pray for a successful show on tonight, on today, that we'll continue to elevate you and let your will be done all around the world, in my life, in Jay Jarrett's life, and everyone that's connected to us, our children, wives, and friends, each and every person. Lord, just let your will be done on today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, bro. Well, let's get it started. I don't know. You want to... I think we should start with some music. What are you thinking, boy?
Bruh, I have not seen the playlist. I am excited and ecstatic to hear what you got up your sleeve, what you got in the clip, to just let it fire off, bro, man. I'm excited to hear what music you got for tonight.
Oh, yeah, man. You're gonna like it, I promise you. We're gonna start with something new, y'all. Something new. My boy BRM just released this track. He just released it on his new album, 40. Yo, if you haven't checked that out yet, you got to check out that album, 40. Shout out to my boy BRM from North, RRP. Or RRP North, I don't know. I always get that confused.
Rapture, you know what Ready I mean. North.
There you go. He knew what I meant. Y'all know what I meant. But shout out to my boy Brandon, aka BRM. We're gonna start with On Deck featuring Gabriel with my boy BRM. Check it out, y'all. Y'all gonna enjoy this.
This is the guy that scares me the most. I mean, he looks like he's gonna hit a home run every time he comes to the plate.
Listen what he said. Busy with all of the thoughts in my head. Do it alone and I end up a wreck. Ship on the shore. When I go listen, I sail and I soar. Out of the sea. Hit when I swing. Fall out the box. Fat lady woman up here and she's singing. Woo! Find to the box. Filling out jewels. Definitely throw me the curve. Give him the news. Seen it before. Gotta go and give me the sign. I know what to do. I'm listening now. Head to the plate. Radical bitches around me won't reach for the bait. Definitely trying to get me, but it's too late. I'm chuckling bass. Yeah. I'm on deck. Death to the baddest box we next. Call my shots. Money up where my mouth is. That's a bet. I'm on deck. Death to the baddest box we next. Call my shots. Money up where my mouth is. That's a bet.
3-1 pitch on the way. Swung on. Oh, head belted. Oh, it's a left field. Missed the second deck.
Yeah, we talking on walking. I'm on deck,
step to the bat and box we next. Call my shot, that is a bet. Yeah, I'm on deck.
Gabriel.
I'm on deck.
Yeah.
Step to the bat and box we next.
We next.
Call my shot, that is a bet.
Love. I'm holy and gritty, I know that he with me. The praise is ascending, his grace is in plenty. The money is magic, they praying for pennies. The B1 is tragic, on God I'm depending. I swing for the fences, no matter the picture. We snapping the moment and cropping pretenders. They running with jokers and living in Denver. The higher the focus, the more that we winning. Music is part of the dream, ministry's more of the calling. Been trying to duck it, but running from God is extreme. Know I'ma serve him regardless, don't care if they fearing me. Know that I'm planting a seed, promise he's coming to harvest. The potter who parted the seeds, watered the trees. Is calling you, why are you dodging the best? Against me, they taking the field. Blessings for bondage, he made us a deal. Say you've been up and down all of your life. Called to move mountains, you facing some hills. Jesus is coming back any day. Know he been waiting on me to go. Base has been loaded for many plays. Hand me the bat, I'ma send him home.
Yeah. I'm on deck. Step to the baddest box we next. Call my shots, call my shots. Money up where my mouth is, that's a bet. I'm on deck. Step to the baddest box we next. Call my shots, call my shots. Money up where my mouth is, that's a bet.
Oh yeah. Whoo, man. I love that beat. That outro beat is off the chain, bro. That was...
You ain't lining, you ain't capping.
I know that's right. On Deck featuring Gabriel from my boy BRM from his new album, however you want to call it, 40. here with my boy Eliseo Torres, a.k.a. KS, directly from this exact channel, y'all. The KS Radio Show. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. But let us start with something. Let us start with my boy KS's testimony, y'all. Because y'all know I like to go straight into it. Y'all know I like to go straight into the conversation. So my boy, if you will, give us a little bit where you came from, where God pulled you from, all that good stuff. Give us a little bit of your testimony, if you please.
So I am originally born and raised in Gary, Indiana. Single mom. I'm over 30 now, but I never had a chance to meet my dad. So my mom did everything she could, you know, as a strong black woman, to raise four children by herself. And I think she's done an amazing job. So anyway, went through elementary school, you know, been in church all my life. And got to middle school, did that, graduated eighth grade, came back to Cincinnati, Ohio for the ninth grade, which is my high school career, finished high school. And then after I finished high school, I was asked to go on the road with Eddie James Ministries, who had visited our church, Trasson New Beginnings Church, here in Cincinnati in 2010. They visited, and then after service, they went to another city in Virginia. And the keyboardist asked me if I would like to go on the road with him and do, and like, you know, dance for Eddie James. And I said, yeah, why not? So right. I went on the road, and while I was on the road, I actually had an encounter with Jesus. You know, even right. though, like, I've been in church all my life,
right.
You know, scriptures, Easter Sunday programs, and youth ministries, and what have you. But I started living my life for Christ after that encounter on the road with Eddie James. And I was on the road for about maybe 4 months. And, you know, I got sick. I got ill in North Carolina. And then I right. caught a bus back to Ohio. It took me, like, maybe 2 days. I had, like a 10-hour layover somewhere. And, like, they took me back by myself. and I was sick. And, like, even to this day, I still don't know what it was. Like, when I got back here in Cincinnati, maybe April of, maybe May of 2010, we went to the doctor, and the doctor said that I looked fine. So I don't know what was on the road or anything. I don't know. But anyway, after that encounter, I started living my life with Jesus. Got introduced to PlayStation Home, who is the PlayStation 3 platform. And PlayStation Home, in my words, is kind of like The Sims, but real life. Like, you can connect with people from all over the world that are also on the PlayStation 3 who are PSN users. So found out about Home, started a fam. Family wasn't, like, Christian-based or anything, but it was, like, my first time being on Home, so I wanted to have a long friends list and, you know, do things on Home that you would do in the real life, kind of like play pool with your friends, go to bowling alley, go to the mall to meet new friends or whatever. So I did that, came across an individual, a woman named Brooke Ann, and her username was It's Brooke Ann. And nice. Brooke Ann brought me into her company with her and her husband. And what we did was we used to, I'm pretty sure everyone has heard of MTV Cribs, right? So what we did on PlayStation Home is that we took, is that we recorded people in their personal spaces and we put them on our YouTube channel, right? So I was Brooke Ann's manager. So if you wanted her booking manager, I'm sorry. I was her booking manager. So, yeah, I got notebook of PSN users' names and the dates and times that they're supposed to meet with Brooke Ann and the dates and times that we are supposed to record their places and whatever. And we would put them on our YouTube channel. So we went from we went from the MTV Crib thing to shooting award shows, making movies, and when I started to get serious in the church, well, I met a guy named Keithan. And Keithan lives in Wisconsin even right now. We're still friends even to this day. Again, this was 2010, y'all. So
nice.
In 2010, I met Keithan, right, on PlayStation Home. And he wanted to record a memorial for his grandmother who had passed away earlier that year. So I introduced him to Brooke, and we got his personal space recorded. I found out in that conversation that Keithan has credentials as a pastor. So he had literally just graduated from seminar. And about a month or two after that, I got a phone call while I'm at a red light on a Sunday from a friend that I know from PlayStation Home. She says, "Hey, yo, E, you'll never believe where I'm at." And I said, "Where you at?" And she said, "I'm at a church on PlayStation Home." So, you know me, I'm leaving church, right? I'm at the red light. I'm like, bro, I'm like 5 minutes away from the house. I'm going to log in. I need an invite to the clubhouse, which is where the church is. So she sent me the invite. I gathered about 15 friends, and we all went to the church. And, you know, Keithan, he preached a sermon or whatever. And then after the sermon, we asked, should we do another one next Sunday? And, of course, everybody was like, yes. So we did the PlayStation Home ministry for like 3.5 years, and then the PlayStation 4 came out, which is when the PlayStation Home on the PS3 went away. While during PlayStation Home ministry, I started going to concerts in 2013, right? From 2013 to 2016, I was supporting the local talent, which is how I got the name KS, right? KS stands for King Supporter. And in 2016, I started the KS radio show. And I'm still doing God's work even right now. And I still am connected to some of the people that I met through PlayStation Home on Facebook and in real life.
Nice. Wow. That's major, bro. That's some major stuff, man. I love how you just... I love how this all started in PlayStation Home. Like...
Yeah,
that's crazy, bro. Like that was the last.
And you know what's so crazy is that God already knows what's inside of you, even if you don't. Now remember, I was a booking manager for Brooke Ann, who is not a Christian. Okay.
And Brooke Ann.
Now remind you, I started being committed to the church. Right. You know, we was doing Bible studies on Wednesdays online. We was doing, you know, parties and stuff. Fellowship night on Thursdays, we would go bowling, play pool or whatever. And I started being committed to the church. But I wasn't, I didn't stop being a booking manager for Brooke Ann. But Brooke Ann asked me, are you going to be a member of, or are you going to be committed to the church? And when I told her, I mean, the schedules, they didn't intertwine with each other. But she asked me the question, and I answered her. And as soon as I answered her, I told her that I'm going to be faithful to the church. As soon as she did that, she deleted me from her list. And when she deleted me from her list, in front of my avatar, it booted me from her place to my personal space. And I tried to reach out to Brooke Ann, and Brooke Ann would not receive, she would not reply to my messages. And I was already friends with her husband, Yanye. So I got in contact with Yanye to talk to him to see if he could talk to her to, you know, let her know, like, hey, like, I can still do both if it's not a problem. But apparently it was a problem because she deleted me off her list.
Wow.
So after that, I started going full-fledged ministry, PlayStation Home, everything. And and that's why, you know, that's why I'm so good now at booking guests and networking, because of all the groundwork that I did on PlayStation Home.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. That's tight, though.
So again, God knows what is inside of you, even if you're not using it for His glory. You feel me?
Right.
Because I was doing all of this before I met Keithen, right?
Right.
And after I met Keithen and started being committed to the church after the Brooke Ann incident, we got more members. I bought me a clubhouse, turned it into a church, and then I brought maybe 100 or 200 more people with me, you know, for 3 years into the church. And after they took away PlayStation Home, the PlayStation 4 came out, and those people who were not a part of a real-life ministry, because of the work that we did on PlayStation Home, those individuals started praying in real life. Those individuals started going to church in real life, not just on PlayStation Home. So we were making a difference on PlayStation Home. You feel me? Like, we were seeing the power of God move in a mighty way through the documentaries that we did. You can even look on YouTube now, look at the comments of the documentaries and the movies that we did. We were making a difference on PlayStation Home with the PlayStation Church. Shout out to the homie Keith and Drake, who's in Wisconsin right now.
Man, that shows you, man. Like, and it's true what you say when you say God knows what's inside of you, because even as we always like to say, all the glory is for God, you know. But even before I even started doing this show and then my Spanish show before this one, God already was like planning for me to start doing radio stuff, because he put that inside of me. It's like, for some reason, I've always wanted to do something with the radio. And then it was because, just as well, my parents, ever since I grew up, from New York all the way to here, North Carolina, ever since I was small, my parents would always work for some kind of radio station. Or some radio station, no matter where they went. And then that gave me the desire to actually do radio myself. And it's like, I don't know why I want to do radio so badly, but I know I really do want to. And it's true that you say that God puts it inside of you. Because it's like, why do I have this desire to do this when it's like, you know, it's not the norm, if you will, you know?
Right.
And it's exactly right. That's crazy, man. And I loved it. I still love the fact that you started all that with PlayStation Home, and that those people kept going even after PlayStation Home got taken away because of PlayStation 4. That's powerful, my bro. That's powerful to show, to see what you've done and to see how what the effect that you had on those people preaching to them and starting that church and that clubhouse on PlayStation Home. And that's powerful, my bro. And I wish I would have done something like that. Xbox Home or something, you know what I'm saying? Dude, that's cool though, bro. If you are just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around. And we are live with my boy, Eliseo Torres. This is Continuing Don't Stop Live. If you got a question, y'all, if you got a question for my boy, Eliseo, if you got a comment to say, if you got any feedback to say for my boy, Eliseo, a.k.a. KS, hit that number one button right now if you live on the phone. If you are live through the phone number of 914-205-5471, hit that number one key right now, and I will put you on the air. That way you can give your question to my boy, Eliseo Torres. And more than gladly, I know my boy. I know he will more than gladly answer that question. And that feedback that you got.
Big facts.
Big facts. There you go. But what do you say if we continue on with some music, my boy?
Let's continue then, man. I know you got the fire on the playlist, man. I'm just waiting for it to come down the chimney. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got you, bro. No, we just had somebody that wanted a question, but apparently they hung up. Okay. But let's continue with some music, y'all. We're going to go on with something new one more time. We're going to go with Kanata Small and their new hit, Madness. This one's for you, my boy. I know you requested this one, so this one is for you. Here is Kanata Small with Madness. Check this out, y'all.
Running the candle on both ends is me. Turning the silence to a frenzy. Sheesh, you don't want violence, don't tempt me, please. Call me abominable, I'm that beast. When the alarm, they let us off by leash. If there ain't no God, I'm about to make you believe. Are you living or dying, you better make your peace. Cemeteries are filled, but
dead men don't speak.
This is the call for the fallen. The outlaws and the brawlers. The outcasts and the fallen. Come
about
your corners.
Let's go.
This is all our madness. Separate the man from the savage. This is all our madness. And we about to wreak havoc. This is madness.
Yeah, I keep one in the chamber. That's one for the haters. So you can see me now, probably won't see me later. I'm the crowd moving mayhem motivator. Plus I got the bangers. I roam with a bunch of world changers. A troop of gorillas, the villagers can't tame us. A couple with villains over, you can't contain us. Cause I'm a killer genius and plus I'm an ignoramus. Yeah.
This is the call for the fallen. The outlaws and the brawlers. The outcasts and the fallen. It's time to come about your corners. Let's go. This is all out. From the savage. This is all our madness.
yo, yo, it's your boy Brody Da Vinci, and you are currently tuned in to Continuing Don't Stop. Not only are we the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around, but it's also home to exclusive interviews from dope artists and all around amazing people. You want to submit to Continuing Don't Stop? Send your song to my boy Jay Jareb at jeasproductions@outlook.com. Keep listening to Continuing Don't Stop live every Saturday at 12 p.m. and CDS Express every Monday at 5 p.m. Need more info? Go to www.facebook.com/continuedontstop for more details.
My boy Brody Da Vinci hit it right on the nose. This is Continuing Don't Stop Live with your boy Jay Jotty. And my boy Eliseo still in the building. Yo, that track, madness. That was madness. I got no better.
It was madness, bro.
I got no better way of saying it, man. That was straight fire right there. My goodness. He hit hard with the beat and with the lyrics. Good Lord.
Yeah, he did. Fresh track, 2 weeks old. Man, I'm loving that track.
Yeah, man. My goodness.
That track is for the unchurched, not the religious, the unchurched.
I know that's right.
All those that are committed to going into Satan's camp and causing a ruckus. You feel me? Destroying everything that Satan put in their pathway, every obstacle. That track, it should be an anthem for all the unchurched, all the people that ain't scared, that ain't afraid. You feel me? Shout out to the homie Kanata Small, man. I love that track.
Oof. Shout out to Kanata Small. And I'll be honest, this is my first time hearing your boy Kanata. And my God, I gotta bring him on the show now.
Hey man,
I gotta bring him, man.
I interviewed Kanata. I want to say back in 2017. I was still fresh on the scene. He was just about to release, I want to say, his first project, and then after that, he started getting HBO features. If you guys are familiar with Fortnite, his song Ruckus was featured on their game, part of the trailer or something, and he's collabed with some kind of South Florida apparel company along with that video for Fortnite called Ruckus. Anyway, he's on a trend right now, and anything that he puts out, I listen to because, you know, he was a guest on the show. So, again, that madness track is 2 weeks old. It's still fresh. It's still new. And probably for the continued Don't Stop listeners, that was their first time hearing it. So, hopefully, they enjoyed it like you did.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I really do hope y'all like that track. Kanata Small, Madness. It's available everywhere. But my boy, Eliseo, back to you, my boy. I know we touched a little bit on it, but get into, if you please, more detail on what inspired you to start a whole radio show on just supporting indie artists, indie Christian artists, especially when it comes to like CHH and all that. What inspired you to start that back in 2016?
Okay, so remember I told you from 2013 to 2016, I had been going to the local concerts here in Cincinnati. So I was introduced to Christian hip-hop, well, the local scene here in Cincinnati, in 2013. And I had already fallen in love with Christian hip-hop, you know, after my tour with Eddie James. So I came back home in 2010, found out about Lecrae, and, you know, I had been a Lecrae fan since then. And in 2015, I got asked by Orlando, who used to be my network manager, Orlando Page, asked me how would I feel about starting a show in 2016 around, you know, the things that I like.
Right.
And in the same conversation, my boy Ricardo Lambert, who used to live here in Cincinnati, very talented guy, by the way, Ricardo Lambert asked me, well, no, he didn't ask me. He said, bro, I'm going to make you a song, and it's going to be a tribute to you and all the support that you do. Again, this is 2015. So I'm
right.
2 years into the concert scene here in Cincinnati. I'm 2 years into the music scene. What my support speaks volumes 2 years in, because I buy concert tickets. I bring people from my church to the concert. I buy the merch. I buy multiple of the same CD just so I can give them away to my mom, to my sister, to Rosalind, to my child's mother, Christiana, because I want others to hear the same music that I'm hearing. Not only that, but I'm bringing the artists from the concerts to the church on Youth Sunday. So I fell in love with Christian hip hop a long time ago. And because it's so impactful to me, when Orlando asked me, how do I feel about starting the show in 2016 around the things that I like, my answer was a yes. I mean, he could have said prayer about it, but I automatically knew what it was. And then
right.
Ricardo said, yeah, I'm going to make you a song, and maybe you can use it for your intro. I said,
right.
What? So God used Orlando and Ricardo together to conceive the KS Radio Show. And Orlando
nice.
Had already had the platform, so I didn't have to go out and find an AM/FM station, because Orlando
right.
had already had the platform. He already had the dial-in number. I just
right.
needed the graphic and the intro, and that's where
right.
RL came in. So God used both of them to conceive and birth the KS Radio Show. And fun fact, the KS Radio Show started out as a bi-weekly show. You feel me? So we started
yeah.
January 23rd, 2016. My first guest was the homie Jay Neal. And then 2 weeks after that, my second guest, I want to say, was K-Drama, I think. Don't quote me on that. He probably was the third guest. No.
Okay.
He was the third guest. My second guest was Drew 20. I have no idea what Drew 20 is doing right now, but he was friends with me on my old page before I got hacked. Anyway, Drew 20 was my second guest. And then the third guest was K-Drama. And then after that, I started getting, you know, really crazy, like really getting hectic. Like inboxes was coming in, music was coming in. And then I had people who wanted to be on the show. And I'm like, bro, this is getting crazy. So why not just make it a weekly show? And
right.
it's been a weekly show since maybe April. Either March or April 2016. It's been a weekly show since then.
Nice.
And here I am 6 years later.
Praise God, man. That's what's up.
6 years later. 6 years later. You feel me?
Yeah.
I got a son and everything now. He's 5, by the way. Shout out to Tristan, Juan Michael Torres. Man, I love my little man. He loves the Christian hip-hop as well. So that's what started the KS Radio Show. And
yeah.
why I love Christian hip-hop so much is because I know how much power is in Christian hip-hop. Because remember, in 2010, I was on the road with Eddie James. I didn't know what Christian hip-hop was until I came back. You feel me? I didn't know what Christian hip-hop was until I came back. I didn't know anything about K-Drama, any of the rappers here in Cincinnati, until 2013. And the show started in 2016. God knew what he was doing in 2009 after I graduated, when I went on the road with Eddie James.
Yeah.
And it's been Christian
definitely.
Hip-hop ever since. And I love Christian hip-hop as a genre, because I know how much power is in those lyrics, because it changed me. And I know if it can change me, it can change somebody else. It can influence somebody else.
Amen.
And my son is the living proof. Because I didn't force it on him. I didn't force him to go to the music videos. I didn't force him to sit down and listen to this. I didn't do any of that. He just caught on to it. And it's been music ever since the womb.
Aw. You got a little Kingdom Supporter Jr. over there.
Yeah, I do. And then recently, about 2 months ago, I picked him up from school, right? And right. he says, hey, Dad, whatever. Like, we get in the car. And I tell him, like, we got a, like, I got a show on Friday. Well, he asked me, Daddy, if I got a show on Friday. And I said, yeah, I got a show on Friday. I got a show every Friday. His next statement was, Daddy, I want to have a radio show like you too.
Oh, that's
again, Jay Jarrett, bro. I didn't force this. I didn't force this. But this is what he wants to do. And right. he loves the music. So why not? And I still don't know what God wants to do in his life concerning music. He might play an instrument for a radio show. I don't know. Right. He might have his own radio show. You know what? It might be bigger than what I'm doing right now. He might have his own AM FM station for Christian hip-hop or whatever music he may like when he get older.
Amen.
But the fact is that God laid the foundation for me before he was born. Anyway, I'm hoping that I answered your question.
Yeah, you did, man. That was a heck of an answer. that was an awesome answer. But we're gonna give right now. We're gonna give you a big round of applause because I can't begin to come in and getting a radio show from somebody like that and. 6 years later, still be on the air, no issues, no problems, and you get that much of a support like that. That's what's up. So, props Amen. To you, my boy. Kudos to you.
Amen. And on top of that, I'm grateful and thankful.
Yeah, man. You should be definitely. And on top of that, then you have your kid, your son to be. Wanting to be like you, and that's the sign of a good father right there. I'm gonna tell you that right now. That's the sign of a good relationship with your son. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Oh man.
All glory to God.
All glory to God. Amen. You are not wrong.
Because
all glory to
I
God.
Could be a bad father. I could be a terrible father.
Yeah.
Because you know, I didn't grow up with a father. Remember, my mom was a single mom of four children. Four.
Right.
So none of the dads was in the picture. You feel me?
Wow.
So I could be the total opposite. But because of the love that Jesus has shown me and that God has proved to me, it makes a difference.
Right.
It makes a difference. And you can tell in the smile that's on Tristan's face.
Shout out to your son, Tristan, man, all from all of us over here at Continue and Don't Stop. A big shout out to Tristan, man. That kid's going to go places just because of his father, man. He'd probably take over.
And Jay Jarrett, he's the next generation. Just like your little girls, they're the next generation too. And I'm excited to see what God is going to do. In their lives, you know, BRM got a son. He's 10. I'm excited to see what God is going to do in his life and his little girl's life. Music got a son, MJ, who is, I want to say, 10. Maybe he just turned 11. I'm excited to see what God is going to do in his life as well. For all the kids around the world that's, you know, growing up with kingdom-minded parents that's, you know, pushing the envelope, pushing the gospel. You know, sitting down every night, you know, reading a Bible story or a children's Bible or whatever. I'm excited for those futures. So I'm excited to see what God is going to do in the lives of our children as we continue to parent them, guide them, and love them.
Amen. And you know what? Speaking of these kids around the world, including Tristan, my girls, and all the kids with kingdom-minded parents, we're going to go with a classic cipher. Here is my boy BRM's son and his friend, Mr. Parakeet, with Yeah, They Kids Cipher. You guys are going to love this. Check this out.
Not some ordinary a knocker's ordinary bass. People say that Christian music boy haven't seen this. Share the word of his, talking kingdom bit. That's a normal kid. When we want it, God, do not have to bit. Do not have to bit. Never come along, get it with the fist. When it goes God, man, it can't resist. Went to the cross, died for our sins. Spawn with a new life, skydives in. Like in Fortnite, emote with the dance. Won't leave it to chance, I'm up in his head. Mandalorian, baby Yoda with the force. We can do a lot, yes we can. Yeah, we small, but our words are rocks. They gonna land, they gonna land.
I ain't starting a roadblock, to let this roadblock. I got a gang of friends that play and we get Robux. We ain't stressing if there's trouble in among us. My family knows the king, and he's among us. If my God is with me, I don't have to fear. When the devil try to speak, I kick him out of here. Selective hearing, and I collect the spirit. I speak a truth with the voice of angels, can't you hear it? My parents told me that they love me and I am somebody. I have a gift to dance, but maybe not karate. I like hotels and cousins, it's kinda like a party. So I thank God for everything and it's not a problem. Me. Turn on ears, got things to say. We're stepping out, he gon' lead the way. What do you mean with that whispering? Now should they say I'm listening? Spirit's on, I'm glistening. In the flow of water, Lake Michigan. I'ma stay up on my knee, I'm not tainted in error. Bulls, I focus, I'm shooting the arrow. They call me Jay, the child's my hero. My daddy preached some Christmas. Only tell when I get older, let's see. I guess kids really do go to heaven, like my homie Chadwick. I got better.
That's some ordinary little kid. They bring it, got they talk it, kick the fizz. Oh yeah, they be on the hunt and tell you how it is. Yeah, the kid, Jesus told us that's how we should go and live.
My goodness. Dedicated to all the kingdom kids out there, y'all. Yeah, they kids, Cypher. BRM, Little Key, and Friends. Love that cypher, man. Love that cypher. Them kids got some talent, bro.
And the video was lit, too. So definitely, you know, check that out on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. You guys definitely want to check out that video. That video is fire. That video is off the chain. Definitely check out the Yeah That Kid cypher on YouTube right now. Do it now. What you waiting for? Oh, man. But we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, 914-205-5471. You still have time, y'all. You still have time to ask your boy, KS Aysel Torres, a question if you have one. Press that number one key when you do call in. That way I can know that you want to be on the air. Man, such a good conversation we're having, bro.
I'm definitely enjoying myself, bro. Great questions and great music, man. I'm here for it.
Man, I'm glad, man. So while we're waiting for them to, oh, look at that, we got a question. Just that quick. You are on the air. What's going on?
The question is, LFL, do you play any type of instrument or anything?
I do not play any instruments. Now, of course, all of us when we were younger, we were forced to join the elementary school's choir. So I used to play the flute back then, but after I graduated elementary school, I never touched another instrument in my life.
Huh. Can you blame him? Can you, though? Thank you for that question. That was my boy, Roaring Lion, the Don, from directly here, Just Productions Ministries. Shout out to my boy, Danny, a.k.a. Roaring Lion. Thank you for that question, bro. But that was a good question, by the way. That I didn't even think about asking you that. What about any other talents besides, I mean, of course, your talent of radio host? That's a major talent right there. What other talent do you have? You know, we know you have something hiding in there besides that.
So one thing that most people don't know, even here in Cincinnati, you know, even in the music scene that don't know, is that I know how to skate.
Oh, okay.
I know how to skate.
Nice. Skateboards, roller skates or roller blades?
Roller skate. I can skate forward and backward. And for the past maybe 2 months, homie, Jonathan, a.k.a. Word Rat, here in Cincinnati, he has, you know, asked me and invited me to go out and go skating. So it's great exercise. And even though I haven't skated in years, it feels good to be back on the floor. So we go skating maybe twice a month, maybe. Anyway, so that's another talent that I have. I can skate and I know how to fish, but I don't know if fishing is a skill or not. I know fishing is a sport, but
I can't but other fish. Than that, so.
You said I can't fish.
I can't it's fish. Just, so
you're funny,
you
bro. You're funny. So yeah, I did a lot of fishing with my brother-in-law in Virginia, and then I learned how to skate in Cincinnati. So yeah, I know how to skate and I know how to fish.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I knew you had some kind of talent behind there, behind the whole radio host and the Kingdom supporter. I knew you had some other talent, man.
And tight, I also know cars just by looking at them. I can tell you what kind of engine is inside of a car, if it's a V6 or a V8. I can tell you the manufacturer and everything. I've been a car lover since I was born. My mom tells me that I used to play with the high wheel cars on her 8-track in Las Vegas when I was a toddler. So.
Right. You see, that's a talent I would love to have. Just look at, I had a friend way back when, like back in high school, that was years ago. I had a friend back in high school that he had that talent where he could just look at a car. Not from behind, because anybody can tell the car from behind. I mean, the name of the car is usually on the back of the car. So,
yeah.
But he could tell the car from, like, just looking at it from the front, tell you what kind it is, tell you the engine, tell you the mileage, even the mileage or how much it has, just by the sound of the muffler or the sound of the engine.
Yep.
He could tell you how many miles. I'm like, dude, that's a talent right there. He's like, yeah, man.
Definitely a talent, bro.
Yeah, he's like, he told me that his dad was a mechanic, so he's been around cars for most of his life.
Yes. That's a great question, though. Out of all the years that, you know, I've done interviews, I've never had anyone ask me about, you know, my skill set outside of, you know, the radio show. So that's a great question. Thank you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, man. Tell me about it. Shout out to Danny. And I knew you had some kind of talent. But before we get to our final question for today, we're going to go to our final song for today. So here it is. Here is your boy, my boy, Strid, with his brand new track, Drip of God, man.
Ooh-wee.
Have you heard this track before? Have you heard this track?
I have heard it and I have played it. I remember when Strid emailed it to me and I loved it on the first listen. I don't even think I got through the whole song because I loved it so much. I instantly uploaded it to the system and I had to go back and listen to the full song just because
the
first 45 seconds was so much fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard it like the first minute. I was like, oh yeah, this has to be on the show. Yo, this track is straight fire. The first time I heard it, I was like, I like you. I couldn't even finish it. I was like, yo, this is definitely going up there. But my God, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, Strid is doing his thing, bro. So here it is, y'all. Drip of God for my boy Strid right here on Continuing Don't Stop. Check it out.
I got that drip, drip, drip of God. I got that drip, drip, drip of God. I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God. I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God. I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip, drip of God. I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip, drip of God, God,
God. What is it that you give? I'ma just say it like this,
like this, like this.
You be giving me your drips. Now in the spirit I'm lit,
I'm lit, I'm lit.
I be picking up with the wise. I do not want to dismiss,
don't want to dismiss.
The things that the Holy One giving out of my belly, he is,
he is, he is.
Flowing like streams of water, eternal life is near,
it's near, it's near.
I cannot wait to be home, but right now I'm receiving here,
right here, right here,
to do much more than the world. I'm checking myself in the mirror,
myself in the mirror,
to see if I'm good in this image. I know that I'm bomb in the spirit,
I'm bomb in the spirit.
I've been relating all day to God in the regular way,
in the regular way.
It's never hard to get real close. I always want God in the tree,
want God in the tree.
Cause it'll be worth it. I mean the waiting that I'm doing in my life,
my life.
I got more strength when I wait. The longevity is in Christ,
in Christ.
I'm browsing the word to get clean. Swag in my life is so fresh,
so fresh.
And make it look fly in the streams. I got more grace in the trench,
in a trench.
I'm barricading myself to get by in the spirit under
His wealth.
Oh God, what do you want me to do? I get the feeling that you want me to be blessed.
I got that drip,
drip,
drip of God. I got that drip,
drip,
drip of God. I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip.
Drip of God, God, God.
Love, how we gonna approach this? What is the main formula?
Main formula.
I'm dripping with love from above. Now I gotta give it to him in a bunch.
Do him in a bunch.
I'm turning more like Jesus with more compassion inside.
Inside, inside.
To be more like Jesus is in the grace that I need.
I need, I need.
I'm feeling so blessed, so clean. I'm out of that washing machine.
Yeah, I'm clean.
I'm like a rag out of that sink. You got me living on fleek.
Now I be tripping.
The lifestyle's only for the deep, deep price out the deep for me.
I mean.
So my relationship is like trees. I'm rooted to the Lord of my knees.
My knees.
I'm under the anointing. It's so true, no lie. Let him preach.
Let him teach.
I'm taking more time out to decree my peace with the peace.
With the peace.
I'm being fed by the Lord. Like David, no worries, got faith.
Got faith, got faith.
I'm telling y'all what I've done so that you could all be a great change.
Great change.
I want that oil dripping off me like it did with Aaron.
Like it did with Aaron.
I want that light to shine to the world. You could call me like Barry.
You could call me like Barry.
In all these words, I know that I can make more difference when I speak.
When I speak.
Like God when he spoke, he created and asked what I'm be the same way.
I got that drip,
drip,
drip of God. I got that drip,
drip,
drip of God. I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got
God.
That drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
God.
I got that drip,
I got that drip,
drip of God.
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 Yo, 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 it's your boy Brody Da Vinci, and you are currently tuned in to Continuing Don't Stop. Not only are we the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around, but it's also home to exclusive interviews from dope artists and all around amazing people. You want to submit to Continuing Don't Stop? Send your song to my boy Jay Jareb at JEASProductions@outlook.com. Keep listening to Continue and Don't Stop live every Saturday at 12 p.m. and CDS Express every Monday at 5 p.m. Need more info? Go to www.facebook.com/continue-don't-stop for more details.
Well, you are listening to the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around. This is Continue and Don't Stop Live. And now we come to the final question from my boy, Benny Sale, a.k.a. KS. And I love to end the show with this question for most of my guests. But let's say you're talking to your friend or talking to somebody out in the world. How would you start a conversation about God to them?
Of course, say hello, ask for how their day was, meet people with a greeting, meet people where they are, and then I would ask them if they know Jesus. Just be bold about it, because he called us to be bold. He didn't call us to be weak and timid and, scary. So definitely I would come out and, just ask them, of course, hi, hello, my name is Alicia, how are you doing? Do you know Jesus? And fun fact, I've done that before. I've done that plenty of times in the grocery store, just because somebody has, seen my shirt, or they like the color of my hoodie, or they ask me like, what is that logo? And it just starts the conversation from there. So yes, I have boldly asked somebody if they know Jesus. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be, the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And you can't do that with a closed mouth. You will never know if somebody believes in Jesus if you don't have the courage to ask him.
Amen. That's right. That is very true. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you think that way. Because I'm not saying, like, the rest of my guests have it wrong, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes, as Christians, we should always be bold, honestly, I think. The Bible says God didn't call us to be cowards. God called us to be brave. And if you're not brave enough to just go out with it and start a conversation about God, and if you're not brave enough to show that you're a Christian out in the world, not only in church, because that's the thing, like, anybody could do it at church. But if you're bold enough and you are brave enough, you will still show that you're Christian out in the world. And you will try to start a conversation with God to anybody, to either your coworker or your friend or anybody out in the world, that really doesn't go to church. And so we, as Eliseo said, we need to be bold. We need to be like that. We need to be bold. We need to know. We need to know that God wants us to be brave, not cowardly. We need to be brave and not be ashamed to show that we're Christian.
Amen.
That's exactly right. My boy, I know that I usually do this, but I feel like I should give you the honor of doing the calling to our friends who are listening that don't know Jesus.
So for those who are, straddling the fence, if you've made wrong decision after wrong decision and you feel like you just cannot get a break in life, or if you can't do anything good because after every turn, is something wrong, or you feel like you're getting pushed back 3 steps every time you take 1 step, or if you try all the drugs, all the drinking, all the clubbing, all the, you know, all the different hairstyles, and you just can't, you just can't be satisfied. I don't have one person that can satisfy you, and his name is Jesus. And if you haven't tried, and if you haven't tried him, today is a good day to try him, because, you know, I'm not a perfect man. J. Drip is not a perfect man. There's no such thing as a perfect man or a perfect woman. But one thing I do know is that when I have submitted my life to Christ, and, you know, when I confessed him as my Lord and Savior, my life started to change. Again, you guys, I've been in church all my life, right? And I didn't meet Jesus until I was on the road with Eddie James. This was 2010. I was maybe 19, going on 20 years old then. So don't wait 20 years to meet him. If you have been touched by, you know, the testimony, and even if you are, you know, straddling the fence and you just need a better outcome, I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is that better outcome, that Jesus is that resolution. He is the solution. And not only around Christmas time is he the reason for the season, but he's that for every season. He's that for every day. He's the perfect gift and the miracle worker every day, not just sometimes or you know, at some periods of the day. No, he's that all the time. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews that he never changes, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I'm here to tell you today that Jesus loves you, and if you don't believe in him, and if you want to believe in him, all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Romans 10:9, that Jesus is the Son of God, that he was, you know, that he died on the cross for you, that he raised, that he was rose from the grave after 3 days, all power in his hand, to just show you today that he loves you, to show you today that he can guide you out of that darkness, that today that he is the light of the world, and you can follow his marvelous light and even become a part of his light. But you have to first let him come in. You hear him knocking on your heart. You hear him knocking on the door of your heart and, you know, the door of your mind. All he wants is for you to just open up and let him in. And whether you do it today on the show or even after you hear this recording or this broadcast, he's still the same. He still wants to come in and love you. He still wants to come in and guide you. But it starts with the confession of your heart. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, just like he is. The same power that changed my life is the same power that can change your life. So I'm hoping today that you will give Jesus a try, that you will open up your heart, that you will give the Lord your heart and your hand so that he can come in and make a difference in your life. And the difference is Jesus. You want something different in your life? His name is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. My friend, if you do this, if you do that, and just confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord, and you do a simple, small prayer, it doesn't have to be elaborate, it doesn't have to be, you know, smart sounding or anything like that, it doesn't have to be intelligent sounding, just a small, simple prayer of just, Jesus, I accept you in my heart, I know that you are a God, I know that you are the Son of God. I ask that you come into my heart and be my God and my number one priority. We believe that if you do this, we believe as Christians that you will be born again. Get into a good Bible-based church when you do, and make God and only God your number one priority. Amen.
Amen.
My boy Eliseo, KS, it has been an absolute honor to have you on the show, bro. It's been a blessing to hear your testimony and why you started the show and everything that we talked about today. That has been a blessing to hear from you, my boy. I thank you so much for accepting this invite. I hope we could do it again someday, very soon.
Man, I'm excited for part two. Whenever you need a guest or, you know, a backup guest, give me a call. And not only that, that goes for every radio personality out there. If you're struggling to find a guest and you need, you know, a backup guest, give me a call. Shoot me a text. Get on me. Shoot me a message.
There you go.
For real. You can find me everywhere on social media at KS Radio Show. That's Instagram, Twitter, as well as Facebook. And J. Jerb, I will tell you this, and the CDS crew, that a website is coming soon. A website with all the merch and every interview for the past 6 years. I'm working, working, y'all. Y'all just follow me online and follow me on social media for more information. And if you want to be a guest, inbox me, reach out to me. If anybody wants my phone number, my number is 513-370-4968. J. Jared, man, I appreciate you for letting me be a guest.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you saying yes. Thank you so much, man.
Amen.
It's been a blessing.
I had to come on here and show some love.
Amen. God bless you, my bro. This has been Continuing Don't Stop with your boy Jay Jada coming at you from North Carolina, USA. Y'all know what it is. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you enjoyed the interview. This show, this program, this episode has been brought to you today by Credit Inspiration. If you're tired of not getting paid enough and to live from check to check, maybe it's time to find the right option for you. My boy Andy Hurston can help you build a portfolio and find your way to financial independence. Find him right now and contact him right now at 787-672-0453. That's 787-672-0453. Thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. And always remember, always continue, never stop. May God bless your day, your night, and the rest of your week. God bless.